Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through verse 46. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 11th chapter. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that Jesus did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers killed. So you are witnesses, and you consent to the deeds of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that the blood of all the prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.'" As he went away from there, the scribes and Pharisees began to press him hard and to provoke him to speak about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. "Now, you Pharisees, you fools, you hypocrites, woe to you." Not exactly talk for a dinner guest, but who is really guest of whom? The Lord is what Luke calls him. He does not say that Jesus replied to this Pharisee. The Lord said to him. The Lord of Sabaoth and of Sabbath is here. The Lord of the law, the Lord of hands, the Lord of Pharisees. And this is how Jesus can be so angry today. Now, maybe this is given for our imitation. If the good shepherd pronounces woes, well, what pastor hasn't heard about sheep who have teeth? It's tempting to imagine ourselves rebuking the Pharisees in our congregations, though it is a much easier thing to do from behind a pulpit than, say, to the wealthy benefactor's face as he is wining and dining you. But both in today's gospel and in Luther's great Psalm 12 paraphrase that we sang, it is the mighty, it is the proud shepherds that actually fall under our Lord's harshest rebuke. For his church and his flock, God arises against those who say woe on their own authority, who are also likely the ones to fail to deliver God's almighty counsel when it actually matters, for the sake of repentance and for the sake of rescue. No, when Jesus lays down the law and warnings like this, his accusations are to land on us first. Because we want the best seat in our synod, and some here have even sought them. We have done the doctrine and the practice while neglecting the mercy of the holy living. We have attended to the demonstrations of value above the work that would lift up Christ's truth and kindness as the real treasure going on. We have pushed our burdens off onto others. That means that we are not like Jesus. If we do not consider this and repent where we have sought ourselves first and his truth for his people second, we've sought comfort and stability for ourselves over truth and long-suffering for others, then we too are hypocrites. Pastors, exclusively, in fact, in the beginning of the church, pastors were given to sing each and every week as a reminder to them the Gloria in Excelsis, so that every week we would be reminded, Thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord, not me. Vengeance is mine, saith this Lord. So do not hear like the Pharisees. When they hear, the law always appears calm, well kept, tithes well given. But repent. Who are we? He is the Lord. God grant that we will be his guests rather than to be the objects of his woe. And hear also something else in the Lord's indignant woes. Listen to what the source of our Savior's indignation actually is. It is his compassion and his love for sinners. And that's for pastors and for all his saints. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over you without knowing it. Dead bodies make a Jew unclean, and guess what? Dead and rotten teachers disguised with who knows what kind of erudition or maybe flattery, they lead Christ's beloved sheep right into the mouth of the lion. False teaching, especially when it's invented confidently, or when it is a lie also in the mouth and the actions of those who speak it. It corrupts. It often comes subtly or it comes by omission even, that they would fail to proclaim repentance perhaps, treating sin lightly themselves. But just as often they fail to preach repentance that leads sinners into the forgiveness that comes only in Jesus' name. What appears noble, whatever is calm, whatever is comfortable, whatever is financially advantageous, these they parade as marks of God's blessing, but grace to the otherwise desperate, often received through difficulty and sacrifice, as we heard yesterday, this they have no time for. And with them the lawyers who only aided and abetted the murder of the Lord's prophets and apostles, with Christ Jesus as their chief stumbling block. By mishandling the word of God's truth, obscuring the promises of Christ, and overloading the saints with a thickly veiled curse of the law, they took away the key of knowledge, Jesus says. Now, refusing to hear Jesus, refusing to believe him themselves, they also robbed the sheep of their Lord, and they hindered those who were entering. And Jesus, of course, will not sit idly by for this treachery. This is what awakens the Lord's vengeance and what causes him to become angry. Because he has compassion on sheep without proper shepherds. He will then curse those who cause his flock to stumble and to fall. It would be better for such a Pharisee if he were thrown into the sea or if he had not been born. Thus says the Lord. So quake with fear to hear our Lord's woes, and repent also of your false vengeance. And hear in them then that he does actually have great care also over those who kill his prophets and his apostles, his ministers. Know that your suffering and your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Precious even in his sight is the death of his saints. He says here that he will avenge the blood of Abel, of Zechariah, therefore also of yours too. Because vengeance is his. He will demand the blood of all those who threaten and harm his servants who are true to his counsel, whether they be lambs or shepherds. And notice whose blood our Lord will not avenge. Only his own. His only concern for his life is that he may go on to lay it down for his friends, for you. And at these warnings, the Jewish leaders press, they provoke him, they lie in wait to ensnare him. Christ spoke woe to them for your sake. But before his own shearers, Jesus remains silent in his own defense. Bearing the mockery for sinners for a time, he cried out from his cross, not for vengeance or woe, but for mercy and forgiveness. His death was not for some, but for all, for sinners. Certainly for pastors, just as certainly even for Pharisees and lawyers. He bore the curse for the cursed. He bore the woe for the woe betided. His sharp rebuke to Pharisees, which comes to our ears today, need not be unto death, but it must be unto repentance. For then we will enter. Then he, by his death and resurrection, is the key of knowledge. He grants entrance to his banquet hall. And that alone then sets aside fearful and deserved woes in order to grant you welcome as his guest. God grant it for Jesus' sake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.